Welcome to this week's edition of Gator Readers. I'm Will Smith.
And I'm Joe Morgan.
So this week, it shouldn't be too long of a show. We're going to talk about first the Alabama game last weekend. It was pretty disappointing.
Egregious.
It was especially embarrassing when Alabama, you know, put out their backups against us in the fourth quarter. And that's not really something you like to see as a Florida fan, a team put out their backups on you. But, you know, we lived through it. This weekend we're playing number one LSU, so it's still going to be another tough weekend. But before we get to that, let's discuss Alabama. So we lost to Alabama 38-10. It was the third consecutive loss to the Crimson Tide for the Florida Gators. On Florida's first play, Brantley showed some promise, and he connected with Andre DeBose on a long pass for a touchdown, which put them up 7-0. Then Alabama responded with a field goal, and then right after that, Florida made its final points. Making it 10-0 after a pass interference call. After that was all Alabama. kind of ugly, especially John Brantley got injured in the second quarter, leaving Driscoll with the reins. And, you know, as Will Muschamp put it, it really took the wind out of their sails. so quarterback John Brantley was also appeared to have an ankle sprain. The coaches aren't really telling us what happened. Joe, why do you think that is? Why don't you think they're being more direct with what happened with the injury?
Well, you know, after a game like that, where basically the game plan goes all out of control, you know, I guess it's nicer than the have some control, I guess, over something. But, I mean, I think it's just a basic team thing. Muschamp's been kind of guarded with his players and coaches since he was hired. And, I mean, I wouldn't expect that to change now, especially when they're going through some adversity. I mean, I think they're just being secretive about Brantley because, you know, they don't require injury reports like the NFL, so they just can. They do it because they can, and that's just the way it goes. But in terms of Alabama, like, the game was over and Florida had to settle for a field goal in the second possession. I mean, Alabama clearly the better team going into it. I mean, Florida had to strike when they could and didn't really take opportunity of that and cost them.
All right, well, the Orlando Sentinel also suggested that the coaches are playing games with the quarterbacks, and they aren't mentioning it because it would somehow give them an advantage against LSU.
there is no advantage against LSU.
Anyway,
none.
It hasn't been announced who, for a fact, will be starting this Saturday against LSU, but it has been said that if Driscoll starts, which he probably will, freshman Jacoby Brissett will be backing him up. Brissett enrolled in the summertime, and he didn't sign until after National Signing Day. And his enrollment in the summertime is also the main reason why the coaches have said that he hasn't been as relevant up until this point. Both were very highly touted recruits out of high school. How do you think they will do in this game, Joe?
In this game, probably not well. I mean, you're looking at LSU, third-ranked rushing defense in the country. I think they have a better defense than Alabama does. I mean, these guys are going on the road to Death Valley and Tiger Stadium. It's not a night game, luckily. Because for some reason, LSU fans just get louder at night. It's probably because they have more alcohol in their system. But I mean, Tiger Stadium is just an incredible atmosphere in college football, and it's pretty hard to play there. But moving on from that, they're freshman quarterbacks. I mean, they're not going to set the world on fire. I mean, I didn't think Florida was winning this game with Brantley under center. So they're going to struggle, and there's going to be some growing pains. But I mean, it'll pay off in the end, you know. I wouldn't expect a Chris Leak type freshman window. I mean, that's not, you know, really reasonable at this point, I think.
Well, it's certainly not a good first career start for a freshman in Death Valley. It's notorious for being one of the toughest stadiums to play in, and both of them lack significant experience, especially with these receivers. They're not experienced with and comfortable with throwing with these receivers. They're a lot more used to, you know, second and third string guys, and it's really important, especially against a team like LSU, to have that sort of connection that you have with your receivers, to know how they run their routes and know when to throw the ball. Driscoll also showed some problems against Alabama that the second anything comes at him, he panics and starts to run. He doesn't, you know, take in the time to figure out who to throw it to. So there could be a lot of problems. Hopefully, you know, our running backs, Jeff Demps and Chris Rainey, do a better job against LSU. They're completely contained against Alabama. I think it was something like 14 rushing yards total in that game. Something completely abysmal that is not what Florida's known for.
I mean, the main problem is going to be is Florida's vertical passing game is non-existent. I mean, aside from that deep touchdown throw to DeBose last weekend, passing game was just non-existent. And like, Brantley's been dumping it off to Rainey and Demps all season in the flats. So, I mean, Florida's got to rely on the run, and LSU's going to shut down the run. So, expecting a win this weekend really isn't realistic. Sorry to be so pessimistic. It's just the way it is.
You sound like me last season.
I mean, when you predicted the win over Alabama last season?
Okay, after that, I pretty much predicted everyone. Like, we'd lose to everyone except for Vandy.
Yeah, you said we'd win against Mississippi State, because I remember I said Mississippi State would win.
Yeah, I remember that, too, and that was a sad day.
You also predicted South Carolina to win the SEC East.
Which they did.
No, I mean, sorry, the SEC Championship.
Well, excuse me, Cam Newton had to be playing for Auburn.
You predicted Auburn?
I believe you did.
Yeah, that's right.
Well.
And that became before that LSU game, so.
Well, you also said Urban Meyer would be the best head coach, so.
Oh, yeah. For those of you who haven't seen it already, go to Gatorade.com. Check out the debate between Will and myself. Will thinks that Will Muschamp is going to have a better career at Florida than Urban Meyer. I'm sure a lot of you Gator fans hope so, but two national championships in Meyer's first 4 years. Good luck with that one, Mr. Muschamp. Anyway.
Seriously, though, good luck. Anyway, let's keep talking about the LSU game. A major factor in the Alabama game was that Florida's offensive line could not hold against Alabama's defense, and that's going to be another huge problem against LSU, who is also known for their defense. I don't really think that they'll be able to hold them, and it'll result in a lot of panicking from the quarterbacks and a lot of, you know, at least trying to scramble.
Mm-hmm.
What's your take on that, Joe?
Yeah, media this week, the offensive line mentioned they're having trouble picking up second and third level blitzers. They're doing a pretty good job of absorbing that first onslaught from the line. But the thing is Alabama's huge smash-mouth team. Like, they have a bunch of hosses, and they kind of just beat you to death. I mean, LSU is, like, more of a faster team. You know, they're quick. I mean, they're still big, don't get me wrong. They're a quicker team, and, like, I mean, Florida's line, it's truly a disaster for Driscoll or Brissett to be starting, because this line, as you know, as admirably as they've played so far this year, it's just not going to end well, I don't think. There's the speed matchup clearly favors LSU. You know, these guys' confidence may not be up after, probably isn't, you know, very high after the Alabama shellacking. So I don't think Florida's line has a true chance. I'm not going to discount them. I mean, they are an SEC team with scholarship linemen. I mean, they're not slouches. It's just LSU's that good, and it's a testament to how good the Tigers are.
Certainly, I would agree with that. Florida does have to work a lot more on their offensive line. Another important fact to take into account is that Jordan Jefferson is finally back on the LSU team after that very controversial bar fight. There was overwhelming evidence suggesting that he was not involved. You know, we can't really say whether or not he did or did not, you know, kick a Marine in the head.
Or anybody in the head, for that matter.
But that's beside the point. He's back on the team. He's probably not going to be starting for LSU, but he could still provide, you know, a very dynamic offense for LSU. Jarrett Lee is not exactly known for being an excellent quarterback, and Jordan Jefferson could provide that extra problems for Florida's defense. They may or may not be prepared. Dan Quinn says that they're prepared for Jordan Jefferson, but that's yet to be seen. one final quip is that Cody Larson has his court date for Friday. He accepted a deferred prosecution, so...
No comment.
Joe doesn't like talking about the arrest Florida's been having lately, but Cody Larson does have his court date on Friday in South Dakota.
I've already said my piece. I mean, you know, these guys got to stay out of trouble. You know, they're on scholarship. They need to step up and be adults, you know?
I agree with you, Joe, but sometimes kids be kids. Anyway.
Kids be kids. Wow. These aren't kids. They're young men, just like you and me. Are we getting arrested, Will?
No, but I'm also not on the Florida football team or basketball team.
But does playing a sport make you stupid?
No, but it's also known that a lot of times people who play sports come from, you know, areas that
teach you that it's okay to drive on a suspended license, or that it's okay to smoke pot in the car downtown, or that it's okay to fire an AK-47 into someone's apartment. That's a D-Web reference, by the way. So, yeah. No one on this team did that. Okay. But anyway.
John Brantley fires AK-47 into apartment.
Hey, at least be hitting somebody. Ooh.
That's a low blow. Anyway, that's it for us today on Gatorators. You can check out our website. Please check out that debate. Joe is currently up 4-1, and it looks like he'll probably win.
Just register at fanversusfan.com to vote. And, you know, I mean, it's a helpful thing. I mean, like, you know, if you get a Fan versus Fan account, you could do debates of your own. You can ask us video questions. You can actually maybe even write for us if you'd like. We are currently looking for some extra help in that department. So if any of you guys out there are interested in possibly lending your Gators coverage to us, just contact one of us via Twitter or Facebook.
And we also have one final addition to the website. It's the SEC Digital Network. You can see previews and recaps of all the games on our website. It's on the sidebar on the right, and it's right next to all our featured content, so it's pretty easy to see. But
it's nice electric blue color, so you really can't miss it.
It's right under the ad, so don't think that that's an ad. It's not an ad. It's actually something you can watch. So
it's a good looking feature too.
Woo!
I mean, it looks sharp.
And it's powered by RAM.
Powered by Dodge RAM. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's it for us here on Gatorators. I'm Will Smith.
And I'm Joe Morgan.